This is KUT. Health officials began a program this week aimed at reducing maternal mortality in Texas. More than 160 hospitals around the state are going to start using a new set of guidelines for treating pregnant women who are at risk for hemorrhage, hypertension, and opioid abuse. KUT's Ashley Lopez has more.
In Austin this week, hospital leaders met about what the state is calling the Texas AIM initiative. Basically, state health officials are getting hospitals to use these protocols referred to as safety bundles. The idea is to standardize across the state how doctors deal with pregnant women who are at risk of common complications that have led to maternal deaths in the state.
Our goal is to have as many hospitals participate that want to participate.
That's Dr. Amanda Hall with the Texas Department of State Health Services. She says so far, 168 hospitals have joined. That's out of the 242 hospitals in Texas that offer maternity services.
We know that there is an opportunity here to really make a difference here in Texas as it relates to maternal mortality and severe maternal morbidity. So we're very happy to see the number of hospitals that are here today and participating.
Part of the goal of this meeting is for hospitals to discuss how they plan to actually implement these protocols and what it would look like in their own hospitals.
And what it looks like in one hospital may look different in another hospital, and that's okay.
That's especially true because some hospitals have already been using these safety bundles. For example, John Harkin says these are already part of his routine. He teaches at UT Austin's Dell Medical School and has a practice with Seton Hospitals.
We didn't wait for Texas AIM to come along. We've had these because it's evidence-based, and being an academic teaching center, we were able to get these up and running. I'm going to tell you, as from my own experience, these things work great. They save lives.
And here's why. Harkin says a lot of what doctors do is repetitive, and these safety bundles create yet another routine, and this one is backed by science.
Physicians at times are loath to adopt standardization, and you hear things like that, each patient, and you have to treat it like an art, and they're all different and that kind of stuff. But in certain things, it's not an art. It is a science.
And he says there are examples out there in the world of strict routines being safer.
Airline pilots go through the exact same protocols and checklists every single time they land a plane. Doesn't matter where they're landing, doesn't matter who's in the driver's seat and who's the co-pilot. They do the exact same thing every time because they know that that is the safest way to get things done.
Texas health officials also say there's evidence that creating protocols in hospitals has curbed maternal deaths in other states. For instance, one of the big drivers behind California's effort to drive down maternal mortality rates was using new protocols in hospitals. And in just 4 years, California cut its rate by half. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.